And now, a personal favourite of mine, stay right here for another instalment from Documentally.
Carfest South 2018. You will hear the sound of cars, funnily enough. I'm stood in the Bosch Smart Living truck with Jade. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Really good. You've just been giving me a whistle-stop tour of everything that is inside the truck. I've had a look outside, the power tools, the robot lawnmower, the incredible-looking e-bikes I still need to explore. But give me a little brief overview of what we've been peeking at.
Okay, so we have the latest in Bosch Smart products here today. And what we've been looking at is what they do, what makes them stand out, what makes them intuitive, and how they can make people's lives a little bit easier. So we've got fast-paced lives, and we're definitely looking for products to sort of help reduce the time we spend doing the medial tasks we don't really want to do. So we have the smart home products, and that allows me, with maybe just a voice control or a swipe of a button or a tap on an app, to control my heating and my lights and my security. So all very simply, and you can set up different scenarios. So if I'm leaving home, it's just one tap of a button to turn my heating down, turn my lights off, set my alarm systems and my motion detectors. Now if I'm away from home and somebody was to come through a window, let's say, then I get a notification straight away. My smoke alarm goes off, my house alarm can go off, my lights are flashing red. That's how I have it configured. It's all configurable to what's suitable for you. And then I can straight away, I can look on my cameras and see if there's somebody in there, or just go forth and ring the emergency services.
Now, you bring up cameras, which will obviously trigger some of the privacy questions that are hovering in the back of my mind, which I have already had pretty much quashed by just the thoughts of knowing that Bosch is behind this, which means European laws are behind this, which means European hosting is where the data is going. And yet, from what I've understood from the things you've told me so far, all of the data and connectivity that is happening within the house is happening within the house. It's not going externally.
Yeah, that's right. Our products talk to each other and it's not going externally. Yes, you need your Wi-Fi if you want to contact those products remotely, and you want to, let's say, you want to look in inside your house through the cameras. Yes, you've got to connect through your Wi-Fi, but all the storage and all the connections within the house is Bosch's own products, and it's absolutely paramount that we keep everything as secure as possible.
So if, for example, I'm one of the least less suspicious people out there and I want to use an Alexa to trigger, the Alexa will trigger and act as a voice switch, but there's no trading of data going on there?
There's no trading of data at all. So it is just like a switch that you ask Alexa to do something with your voice, and it's just like pressing a button. There's none of your data is going anywhere.
There's obviously a sliding scale to this. I noticed one of the most exciting cameras I've ever seen. I don't normally have wireless cameras in the home, but there's a camera in the fridge that would enable me to be down the shop and have a quick glimpse to see if I do have the beer or wine that's necessary for the weekend, or food. It works with food.
Yeah, a lot of people are interested in where they have milk, but beer also, wine as well. So yeah, exactly. You're in the supermarket, you have a busy life, and you think, do I have food for dinner? Maybe I don't know if I have wine, I'm entertaining tonight, shall I get some, shan't I? It's a simple answer. You just look on your phone and you know straight away.
Yeah, of course I'd go to the cellar. No, I'm joking, I don't actually have a cellar. The washing machine looks like something you'd see in a science fiction movie. And yet, when you explained what it did, it sounded super simple. I basically am not filling it every time I want to use it. You can just chuck a whole bottle of detergent in there.
Yeah, it's my favourite. I think we both know it's my favourite. And that's because I get such good feedback about the washing machine. You put your whole bottle of detergent and your softener in there, and it weighs the clothes and it works out the most efficient way of washing your clothes. So you're not wasting water and detergent. And it can save you up to 9 bottles of detergent a year. And we all know how expensive detergent can be.
So Bosch are obviously listening to a lot of the EU laws which are coming out around wastage, around environmental usage of stuff. So there's a huge reduction in the power that's being used for a lot of these products, as well as the amount of liquids and detergents that have to go into them, which is kind of interesting. I want to go into the cooker very quickly. why am I excited about a cooker? Because I've seen dough go from dough to incredible loaf, which doesn't seem normally possible in a normal cooker, but these are steam cookers?
Yeah, steam ovens. So we've got our home economist here, and she's making some incredible bread, as you've tasted many times today.
Thanks for that.
And yeah, it has a steam function, and what it allows you to do is proof the bread in sort of less than half the time it would normally take in a warm cupboard, and then go straight from proving to baking. And you can do this again on an app on your phone. And if you're not very good with cooking, like I am, I'm not good at all, then there's hints and tips and recipes, and you can just send the settings straight from your phone to the oven, and the oven does everything for you. You just need to put the food in.
Obviously, Bosch products are known to be the top spec when it comes to technologically enabled and what they are able to do compared to other products in the market. Therefore, they tend to demand a slightly higher investment, would you say?
I would say in terms of price, they're quite middle of the road, actually.
That was a really long way of me saying, are they expensive?
Yeah, and they, you know, buy cheap, you buy twice. That's what one lady came and said that to me, and I hear where she was coming from, because she had done exactly that. She'd had a brilliant Bosch washing machine for 20-odd years, and then she was convinced into buying something that was, you know, less expensive just because of that reason, and she regretted it and changed it. And she said, well, you buy cheap, you buy twice. So time and time again, we have people say how that they are worth the money because they last so long. So 20, I've had somebody that told me they had a power tool for 35 years. I mean, that's incredible. That is value for money.
I'm glad our power has stayed the same. Everything else seems to be upgrading around us, making things incompatible. So sticking with that, fantastic. And on that note, Bosch are actually using their own protocols for communicating inside the house. I came here to actually look at the e-bikes because I've been loaned an e-bike, full transparency here. Bosch actually sponsored my camping here, and they've loaned me an e-bike for 3 weeks on the condition that I learn more as a person that knows nothing about any of this. I genuinely am more interested than I ever have been in having a connected home because of all of the privacy question I've been throwing at you both on and off microphone and camera, and you've managed to answer them all really satisfactorily. I'm going to go and do some more research, and just want to thank you so much for possibly costing me a small chunk of extra money, because looking at the smart home, some of the options I've seen, I thought it was going to be thousands of pounds. There was someone who kitted out their whole home for 20 grand. I was like, right, that's never going to happen for me. But you're saying the average family home, depending on how many radiators, around £1,000, because they're modular, they're battery, you're not wiring stuff straight to the mains.
Yeah, and you can take them with you, so when you move home, if you still want to keep your smart home, you can take them with you. But they're really reasonable price, and I think something that's really important is that you can fit it yourself. The great thing about all the apps that come with the appliances is that they have lots of hints and tips on how to use it, but there's YouTube videos out there that you can watch, and if you just go on the Bosch website, there's so much out there, some great videos of people that have trialled smart homes and how they use them and what they found to be great. So have a look, and if you can, come and see us at one of our future shows.
Thank you so much. I'm going to head to the bikes. I will not pass the cookies or bread anymore. Too delicious. Thanks, Jane.
Thank you.
Documentally. Carfest South 2018 in the background, and I've been told to come and talk to Chris at the Bosch stand. When it comes to e-bikes, he knows some stuff, and that's pretty handy, Chris, because Bosch has just loaned me an e-bike for a few weeks, and my first impressions, do you want to hear them?
Go on.
I'm impressed.
That's good to hear.
Do you know why I'm impressed? And standing around here at the Bosch stand, looking at people coming and going, learning about the smart living campaign, looking at the smart home technology, looking at robot lawnmowers, looking at all the power tools which people just automatically associate with Bosch anyway, I can hear people with totally different mindsets around what an electric bike is. Some of them are scared because they think the bike is going to do the work for them, and that was kind of what I originally thought before I got on it. And what happened in my personal instance was, okay, this is going to be easy, it's going to be like a cross between a motorbike and a bike. Got on it, whoa, suddenly I feel like my legs are way more muscly than I thought they were, and it was so much fun just having that little bit of a nudge, especially on inclines where you feel like you're using disproportionate amounts of your energy on your ride, that I wanted to stay out longer, and I pedaled harder, and I sweat sweated more on that occasion than I would do if I was just going out for a fun ride. Is this an anomaly, or is this what you cunningly planned?
No, I think the great thing about an e-bike is that you can kind of make it as hard as you want. So if you wanted to, if you're in a particularly hilly area and you wanted to have a really good ride where you sweat a lot, like you were the other day, then you'd ride it in eco mode. But then, you know, if you wanted to make it easier on yourself, if you're not feeling particularly energetic and you needed more support, then you put it in turbo mode, and in turbo mode you can get up to 300% assistance. So whatever you're putting in, it can give you three times as much power.
Why not just ride a bike without motorized assistance?
With an e-bike, you can ride for a lot longer. So like I was saying before, you can make it as easy as you want. With an e-bike, you can make your ride as long as you want as well. So in the eco mode, you can go for all day. You know, it depends on the terrain, but you know, you can make it as long or short as you want, really. When you're in particularly steep terrain, that's when you would need more assistance. So typically your ride wouldn't be as long, but then you're climbing more than you would on a normal bike.
So is it fair to say, if I enjoy cycling as a sport, I can do it longer and harder because I have that assistance? I can be out on the bike longer.
Yeah, and a lot of teams, so a lot of professional endurance teams, actually use e-bikes as part of their training as well, because if, for instance, they've been racing in the Alps and the day after their race they need an easier day on the bike, you know, a recovery day or 2 days after the race, but they're still in the Alps, it's kind of difficult to go for an easy ride in the Alps. So with an e-bike, it just allows them to kind of really tailor their, you know, what they need out of their bike. So it's a really useful tool for that as well.
Now, Bosch contacted me and asked me what it was I would like to take a look at. And initially I was looking at robot lawnmowers, but it was from a conversation with a couple I met in a pub who were touring the UK, taking two electric bikes. And this elderly couple, who were doing a phenomenal amount of cycling in a region of the UK where I live, and yet they seem to know more about it because they were cycling, could do so, they said, because they'd invested in e-bikes. The hotel they were in very kindly let them park the bikes in the boardroom at night, so there's a security issue sorted, and charge, they said, it took something like 4 hours for a full charge. Does that sound fair?
Yeah. So our standard charger, from completely empty to completely full on a 500 watt battery, is a 4.5 hour charge.
There are fast chargers and there are slower chargers.
Yeah, there's a new fast charger that was launched literally a couple of months ago, and that will charge a 500 watt battery from completely empty to completely full in just 3 hours.
But it's more about the technology inside, isn't it? It's not damaging your battery when it's doing it that fast.
No. Bosch wouldn't launch something that would kind of make the battery last not as long as a standard charger.
So that's what impressed me, the fact that they were now engaging in a sport they couldn't necessarily or didn't feel comfortable, because they told me, and the one guy told me, that he learnt about it through commuting, and he could get to work without sweating, which I guess is another bonus. If you don't want to put all the effort in, a gentle pedal will be faster than a normal gentle pedal, which means you can get to the train station or you can get to work without sweating in your suit.
Yeah, I think the great thing about e-bikes is that it opens a lot of doors to a lot of people. So if you've got an elderly couple who live in a hilly area, would never even think about going on a bike, an e-bike opens a door to them. But you know, also if you're a commuter in the city, like you just mentioned, it can open the doors to those guys as well, because yeah, like you said, you know, you can arrive at your destination feeling refreshed, you're not sweaty, you don't need to have a shower. The motor will cut out at 15.5 miles an hour, so if you're a fast rider, then you're going to be without assistance for some of it. But it's the stopping and starting and getting up to speed, which is usually what makes you sweat, and that's obviously where an e-bike really comes into its own.
Now it's becoming so much clearer in my mind. I looked at a list of bikes which seem to have Bosch technology in there. Are there any bikes that don't have Bosch technology? And there's a lot of them.
Yeah, we work with over 70 brands. So over 70 brands use the Bosch e-bike system within their bikes, which is great. Which means that there's hundreds and hundreds of different types of e-bike on the market that use the Bosch system. There's only a handful of brands typical mainstream brands, the premium segment of the market, that don't use our system. There's a huge range of bikes out there for any kind of need, really.
And you ride an e-bike, obviously, because you probably get a discount.
I have a company e-bike, they're just so much fun. You know, I'd never get rid of my normal bike, but then I'd never get rid of my e-bike, because if I've got, you know, a couple of hours, then I'd probably take out my normal bike, because you know, it's if you want a quick blast and you want to go and really spend some energy, then I'd do it on a trail bike. But if I've got all day, then I'd go out on my e-bike, because you can get a whole day's riding in, and yeah, it's just so much fun.
I thought I was riding it pretty hard for just over an hour, and it didn't move the gauge on the power, so I can see how a whole day's riding is more than capable without you needing to take a power lead with you, which was one of my initial concerns. Range anxiety. Not so on a bike which you can also pedal home anyway if it was flat, which is also comforting to know. So yeah, these are big, interesting realizations, and I found myself stopping people when they were walking past a minute ago, going, yeah, but why not just have a normal bike? And I was like, well, actually, my findings are. So I'm inadvertently becoming an ambassador, and I've only been out on it for a day and a half. I'm looking forward to going and experimenting more. So if I wanted to buy an e-bike, there is a huge variation in prices, aren't there?
Yeah, so in the UK, the cheapest that I've seen that uses the Bosch system is about £1,600. But yeah, you can spend up to 15 grand if you wanted to. Obviously, you're getting different kit on the bike itself. So 15 grand bike is going to have probably a carbon wheel set, a carbon frame, and many other things carbon. But essentially, the e-bike system on that bike remains the same. So if you've got, let's say, a £2,000 mountain bike that uses the Bosch system with a Performance Line CX motor and a 500 watt battery and a Purion display, those components will still be on that £15,000 bike, which is, I think, is a really great thing. So you invest in the system, and then it's up to you to spend how much you want on the rest of the bike, really.
Thank you so much. I haven't told you that I'm moving home soon for when you or someone turns up in a van to collect the bike back. We'll see how it goes over the next few weeks. Yeah, you'll find me. It's not smart connected yet, but yeah, I do blog a bit, so yeah, that might be a dead giveaway. Thanks so much, Chris, for your help.
No worries. Thank you. Documentally.